朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
所以我们需要共和球的配合。
So indeed, we have to meet the demand with our supply.
承认我是一个劳苦担重担人。
And admit that I am weary and burdened.
第二，相信主耶稣可以给我安息。
Second, we have to believe that Jesus can give us rest.
这不够。第三
，But that's not enough.
还要来到主耶稣的面前。
Then we have to come before Jesus.
这个人需不需要信耶稣呢？
Does this person need to believe?
他需要有看，他必须有这样的需要感。
First, that person must have this feeling of need.
然后他看见耶稣可以帮助他。
That person sees that Jesus can help him.
还是更重要的，他要自己来到主耶稣基督的面前。
But most importantly, that person has to come before Jesus.
半年在台湾。
Half a year in Taiwan.
有人说我们是碰到中华民国将近八十年来最不可思议的半年。
Some have remarked to us that we have went through the most incredible history of China in the past 80 years.
这半年的时间里面，我们发现许许多多我们想都想不到的事情发生在台湾。
Indeed, while we were in Taiwan, many things that was beyond our wildest imagination took place.
解严是一个很大的一件事情。这个 martial law.
The martial law was taken off.
那么从解严，我们回到台湾，第一个碰到的就是开放大陆探亲，这对我们来讲是一个想都想不到的事情。
And the first thing that happened was the government allowed people to go back to mainland China to visit their relatives.
然后开放党禁，就是开放这个可以有其他的反对党出来。
And then they allowed the standing up of opposition parties.
开放报禁。报纸可以有无数张，不是单单以前那么少。
Freedom of the press。
那么我们走之前，开放高中毕业生可以留学。
And right before we left, the senior high students can leave Taiwan to go overseas.
我们走的时候正在谈，考虑开放留美的大陆学者可以到台湾去看看。
And when we were leaving, they were even talking about how mainland China scholars can go to Taiwan.
半年下来，有几个这样的印象在我的心里面，关于台湾的进步。
And through this past half year, I'm impressed by these things.
开明、繁荣、丰富
，prosperity and relief of martial law.
特别在这半年的时间里面，我看到以前行政院长孙运璇先生讲的一段话，我心里面有很深的感慨。
And when I look back on some of these speeches of the higher officials, I was very touched.
他说台湾经济的建设是一个大的成功。
He said the building up of Taiwan's economy is a big success.
而接下去他下面讲了一句话，道德的文化是空前的失败。
But then he continued to say our morality has indeed deteriorated.
当我看到这句话的时候，我心里面就有很深很深的感触。
And I was deeply touched by these words.
因为我实在发现今天在台湾物质的享受的角度来看，可以说是空前。
Indeed, I can echo with these words that in Taiwan today, materialism, the kind of things that you can enjoy has reached a peak.
但是我们看见他们心灵里面却没有真正的满足和喜乐。
But then deep in their hearts, there is no true satisfaction in God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果你今天问我一个问题，你从台湾去了半年回来，台湾今天需要什么？
If you ask me, after you've been to Taiwan for half a year, what do they need there?
我毫不犹豫地会告诉你，台湾今天所需要的是耶稣基督的福音。
There's no hesitation in my answer. Taiwan needs the gospel of Jesus Christ.
为什么前任的行政院长孙运璇先生到了一个地步，他决定要信耶稣？
Why did that high official that I just quoted, he decided to believe in Jesus?
很可惜，本来也许有机会去看看他老人家。 但是因为时间的安排不许可，但是我一个好朋友去看他的时候，他告诉我说，孙先生实在对信仰有一个非常认真渴慕的一个态度。
Originally, I have wished to visit him myself personally, but time did not allow. But one of my friends visited him and reported to me that he indeed was very sincere.
我相信在他的心的深处有一种劳苦担重担的感觉。
I feel that it must be in his heart he had this feeling of being weary and burdened.
我相信主耶稣在马太福音十一章二十八节的这句话，他在他的心里面产生一个很大很大的影响。
I trust that this verse have created a great movement in his heart.
而且也给他带来一个回应。
And brought forth a response.
非常诚恳的。今天早上我愿意向在我们中间许多还没有真正认识耶稣，还没有相信耶稣的，我再一次提出主耶稣这样的一个呼吁。
And I would like to bring this invitation to you sincerely today to those of you who have still yet to believe in Jesus.
也许外面看不出你有任何的劳苦和重担。
Maybe from the outside we cannot discern that you are wearied and burdened.
今天是一个什么样的时代？
But what is our generation really like?
我们已经到了一个地步，把所有心里面的痛苦，所有我们的痛苦和里面的一些压力，把它深深的深藏在我们的心里面。
Today we have pushed all the hurts, all the burdens deep inside of us.
老实说，我们今天人碰到人，只是碰到一个外表而已。
And indeed, when we meet each other, we only touch each other on the surface.
今天有多少的人？在夜深人静的时候，可能在自己的房间里面嚎啕大哭。
How many of us are crying out loud at night?
你需要主耶稣给你的安息。
You need the rest from our Lord Jesus.
我们教会随时愿意在这一方面来帮助你。
Our church is perfectly willing to help you in this respect.
在我们椅子的前面有一个卡片，你如果心里面实在受感动，你愿意接受主。我们盼望你能够做这样的一个决定。
We have these response cards in front of you on in the chairs, and we wish that you can respond to us.
在我们进入第二个安息以前
，Before I go into the second rest,
我希望向弟兄姊妹也提出这样的挑战。
I should bring forth this challenge to you as well.
我常常说，基督徒的见证是最重要的福音预工。
I've said that the testimony of Christians themselves are the most important tool for pre-evangelism.
基督徒也是人。
Christians are human too.
我们也有重担，我们也有劳苦。
We sometimes become weary and we are sometimes burdened.
让我们一起来到主的面前，扪心自问。
Let's come before Lord, the Lord and ask ourselves.
我称为基督徒。
I am a Christian.
我怎么处理我的劳苦？我怎么处理我的重担？
How do I take care of my burdens?
但愿主先在我们身上工作，然后带来这个教会的扭转和复兴，让许许多多人在基督徒的身上看见这句话是真实的。
May the Lord work in our hearts first, so that others will see that these verses are true in our lives.
在二十九节告诉我们第二种的安息。
In verse 29, we see the other kind of rest.
第一种的安息是脱离重担的安息。
The first kind of rest is an escape from burdens.
第二种安息
But the second rest
是在负担里头的安息。
Is a rest in burden.
他说你们当我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Here it says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest.
在过去这两个多月里面，我实在感谢主，主让我体验到的更深一层的安息，就是二十九节里面所提到的安息。
Indeed, the Lord led me to a deeper understanding of this kind of rest in verse 29.
第一个安息是放下重担的安息。
The first kind of rest, we are relieved from our burden.
第二个安息是负起责任而有的安息。
But the second kind of rest comes from taking up responsibilities.
牛耕了一天的田
After the cow have worked whole day in the field.
等到天黑了，等到这个日落西山
When the sun sets.
我们把它的轭拿起来
We take the yoke away.
我们说 你可以好好的安息了，休息。
And then you tell the cow, now you can rest.
但是主耶稣这里说，你们要负我的轭，然后你们可以得安息。
But then here Jesus says, take my yoke, and then you will find rest.
所以可见主耶稣在二十九节所说的安息和二十八节的安息非常的不同。
So the kind of rest here is very different from verse 28.
很明显的，第二种的安息是更高一层的属灵的体验。
The second kind of rest is deeper in spiritual meaning.
今天在这个繁忙的世界里面，
in this age of busyness,
今天在这个强烈竞争的社会里面，
in this age of competitiveness,
我们常常有挫折感。
Sometimes we are frustrated.
不要讲社会，
let us not just speak about our frustrations in society.
我们讲我们的教会里面，
even within the church,
很多时候我们发现摆上许多侍奉的一些弟兄姊妹，
We feel so many have put forth so much effort in their service.
在神的国度，在神的教会里面，也常常有挫折感。
And even when we are in the church, when we try to serve, we are frustrated.
怎么处理这些挫折感？
How do we take care of this?
两个方法。
Only two ways.
一个方法，放下这一些，你得到安息。
The first, you have to put all of these down and receive rest.
主可以做到这一件事情。
And our Lord can do this.
所以也许我们需要安息年的原因是在这里。
Perhaps that's why we need a year of rest.
你已经忙了六年、七年，现在给你一年的时间，稍微改变一下环境。
You have been busy so much for the past 6 years, so now you should have a change of pace.
但是第二种怎么样能够从挫折感难处里面出来呢？
But how can we get the other kind of rest?
你仍旧在挫折感的里面。
Even while you're still frustrated,
你仍然在工作的负担之下。
While we are still bearing the burden of the work,
这是基督教最独特的一个地方。
This is a unique point of Christianity.
不是放下一些重担的安息。
This rest does not come from putting down all our burdens.
而是在重担的里面，我们可以同时享受这样的安息。
But that we can receive rest while we have the burden.
这个礼拜知道刘师母开刀的弟兄姊妹，我们都知道我们的姐妹这一个礼拜所经过的事。
Those of you who knew about Mrs. Liu's operation, you might have heard what she has passed through.
她礼拜三要进开刀房之前，
On Wednesday before she was about to enter the operation room,
我们几个人在开刀房的外面有一段小的聚会。
We have a small gathering outside of the room.
那天是十六号，所以我就读诗篇十六篇，感谢主给我们都有许多的安慰和鼓励。
It was the 16th of March, and we read Psalm 16.
后来我们祷告完，我们就眼看着他，眼送他进开刀房。
And then we said goodbye, and she went into the operation room.
弟兄姊妹，我用四个字描写我那天看到她的背影里面的感受。
Let me share with you how I felt when I saw her back turned towards me.
这四个字是什么？就是平静安稳。
And that is she is at rest.
他实在有非常强烈的，你能够感受得到的那一种平安在他的身上。
And that is, she radiates this peace and rest from her.
他这个平安不是从危险里面出来的平安。
This kind of peace does not come from escape from danger.
他的平安是进入危险的那一种平安。
Her peace is taking her into the danger.
不是开完刀了，感谢主，今天早上我们去看他，那真是也是平静安稳，那是从开刀的里面出来的平安。
It's different from the kind of peace that you would have after the operation.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我在我们的信仰里面有一种平安，我们可以带着平安的心进入这些痛苦。
But brothers and sisters, in Christianity, we have this ability to enter danger with peace.
耶稣说你要学我的样式。
Jesus said, take my yoke upon you.
这一类的信息，除非经历过的人，我们没有办法领会的。
Unless we really have gone through this, we cannot truly appreciate this.
先我们看二十五节。
Let's read verse 25.
这里有两个字，那时。
Here we see these words, then.
那个时候是什么时候呢？
What do we mean at that time?
那么我们就看马太福音十一章前面。
If we read the verses before this,
在第二节我们看见同工给他带来的误会。
In verse 2, we see that there were some misunderstandings.
同工对他的不了解。
His co-worker did not understand him.
施洗约翰是跟他是肩并肩一起作战的同工。
John the Baptist was Jesus' co-worker.
突然，施洗约翰 托人去找耶稣，到底耶稣你是谁？对耶稣的认识突然模糊起来。
In verse 2, suddenly we see that John the Baptist suddenly sort of confused who Jesus was.
他不只有同工的不了解。
Not only did he was he facing,
而且他有做工的没有果效。
Also, he did not see fruit from his service.
在二十节告诉我们说
，In verse 20,
耶稣在诸城中行了许多的异能，那些城人终不悔改。
In verse 20, we see Jesus started to work in so many cities, but they did not repent.
他工作没有果效，人际关系又到了一个最低潮的时候。
There is no fruit to his ministry, and then his coworkers is misunderstanding him.
二十五节，那时。
And yet here we say at that time.
就在那个时候，耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。”
Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth."
然后二十六节，父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
And in verse 26, he says, "Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure."
当我在准备这篇信息的时候
，as I was preparing the sermon,
我说主啊，同工不了解我。
I said, Lord, co-workers do not understand me.
我说主啊，工作没有果效。
The Lord, there's no fruit to my ministry.
我说你的美意在哪里
？Lord, where is your pleasure?
这个叫美意吗
？Is this your goodwill?
我突然之间想到一件事。
Suddenly, I realized,
弟兄姊妹，神所看的跟人所看的到底是不一样。
Indeed, God's emphasis is different from ours.
所以他说你要学我的样式。
Jesus said, "You have to take my yoke."
在劳苦侍奉、工作挫折、危险难处的里面，你可以享受我给你的安息。
And learn from me that under such circumstances, you can still receive rest.
秘诀在哪里
？Where's the secret?
秘诀就是那个心字，那个心，心里面的心。
And that is the word heart.
他说，我心里面柔和谦卑。
It says, "My heart." In my heart, my yoke is easy.
如此，你们的心就可以得享安息。
And so your heart shall find rest.
弟兄姊妹，基督教的一个独特的地方。
This is indeed unique.
不是改变环境。
We do not have to change our circumstances.
是改变心境。
But we change our heart.
你心境安定下来。
When our heart is at rest.
外面的风浪算不了什么。
The outside storms really doesn't matter.
耶稣可以在风浪的里面睡觉。
Jesus can go to sleep under storms.
这是我们今天在这样一个充满劳苦重担的时代里面所需要的信息。
And this is the message that we need in this age of storminess.
我不否认有那种很平静安稳，从患难里面出来的那种平安。
I agree that there are rest and peace that comes from escaping danger.
求主让我们更上一层楼。
But may the Lord help us to go even further.
环境也许没有改变。
Even when the circumstances have not changed.
但是我们的心被主改变。
But our hearts have been changed.
当我们的心被改变的时候。
And when our hearts have been changed.
我们可以这么说。
What can we say?
有主同在，可以笑看风浪。
With the Lord beside me, I can look at the storms and laugh.
弟兄姊妹，有主同在，我们可以笑看风浪，多潇洒，多奇妙的一个经历。
With the Lord beside us, we can look at the storm.
让我们在重担的里面，因为知道主的同在，让我们就不怕这些压力。
When we know that our Lord is with us, then we do not have to be afraid of these burdens.
有一个大人看见一个小孩子。
An adult saw a young child.
他就对那个小孩说
，And the adult said,
说你背后的担子重不重
？You have this big burden behind you. Is it very heavy?
这个孩子看着这个巨人
，And this child lifted up his face and looked at this adult.
理直气壮的对他说
，And said with a lot of conviction.
他说先生
，Mister,
这个不是重担
，This is not a burden.
这是我弟弟
，This is my brother.
每一次我想到这个故事
，When I hear this story，
我心里实在很受感动。
I'm deeply touched。
如果我们真是看见主的恩典
，If we truly see the grace of God，
我们对许多的事情的看法会改变。
Then we will change our perspective。
从人的角度来看，这是一种修养的功夫。
From the human viewpoint， maybe we say， Oh， this comes with experience。
弟兄姊妹。修养的功夫还是有限。
There's a limit to what we can do ourselves.
耶稣说，你到我这里来，我要给你的安息。
But Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们可以心里得享安息。
My yoke is easy, and your hearts shall find rest.
希望你向主献上这样的祷告。
We ask that you pray to our Lord.
你说主啊。
You say, Lord,
我心里有劳苦。
Yes, there's burden in my heart.
我有重担。
I am deeply stressed.
我从来没有跟别人分享过这样的一个重担和劳苦。
I have never shared this with anybody else.
但是今天早上。
This morning.
我要试试看你的话到底多可靠。
I want to see whether your words are reliable.
我要得着安息。
I want to receive this rest.
好好你在唱诗的时候。
And as we are singing this hymn of response.
请你安安静静地向神献上你的祷告。
And if you are so moved, please pray that prayer.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。